but it just took the place. And I've had wisteria to go clear up the telephone pole and in a tree in the backyard. It's right up in it now and will be blooming soon, and mighty pretty up, blooming up there in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's wisteria, mm-hmm. purple blooming in those, it hangs fine. It's real pretty. You see those in Charleston at the gardens, tree all up in the trees, mighty pretty.
Well, I don't know. Hoping we could talk a little bit about the kitchen and food.
We've talked about the kitchen. We went back to it.
Well, I mean, we didn't get what you actually wound up eating. What?
Oh, what we eat.
All
well,
the different. Let's start out with say what kind
breakfast?
Of breads you might have had. What sort of different breads?
I think in my home that we often had toasted biscuits. We liked better than the light bread.
Is that what you
for
call
breakfast,
it? What do you call it?
Toasted biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
If they were left the night before from supper, then you butter them and toast them, and we like them better than the dry light bread for toast. We often had that. And then we had eggs and bacon like everybody else, except occasionally we'd have toasted cheese. Now my daddy, if he got breakfast, if mother was sick or something happened to our cook, my dad would get breakfast, and he'd always have toasted cheese and fried sweet potatoes. Best breakfast in the world. And then he'd holler and make everybody get up and come eat it. He was Irish. Top of the morning, could you come on, get up, it's your breakfast.
Well,
so,
what other kind of things did you make with bread or dough?
Well, we have a great deal of bread now. Well, most southern people back then did have hot breads a heap more than we do now.
What do you call these kind of?
Biscuit. We had biscuit, rolls, and then hot cakes, of course. Now, always Saturday night at our house, we either had hot cakes or waffles. And I preferred waffles. My husband prepared hot cakes, so one Saturday night we'd have, we were left there alone, we'd have hot cakes and the next Saturday night waffles.
Do you call them anything else besides?
No, but hot cakes and waffles. Some call them pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
And waffles. They're good, plenty of butter and nice honey or syrup. Good fresh syrup's mighty good on them. And honey's good on them.
What about with cornmeal, what kind of different things?
Well, you can make anything. You make muffins out of it, and you make a cornbread, a cornbread. Now, I don't like cornbread. I don't like corn, any shape or form, on the cob or not on the cob.
Right.
I don't eat corn, so I don't like cornbread much, but still, I had it in my home with vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to have cornbread. And usually we had either cornbread muffins or cornbread in a pone, one way or the other. My husband said the first time after we married, I made cornbread, I gave him dog bread. He said it didn't have any salt in it, thing is, that you would feed dogs or fishes. You used to have to make it when they were going fishing, you know, or fix a basket to catch fish.
Mm-hmm.
And they put cornbread in it, you know. They want some cornbread to put in the fish basket. So, we make that.
Suppose you had some cornbread and you deep fry it, you know, put
yes, you
it,
can.
Maybe you have it with fish at a fish.
Uh-huh, that's
what
a hot puppy, a hush puppies.
Uh-huh.
That's what you call them, hush
else?
Puppies.
Uh-huh.
Everybody calls it hush puppies, even hotels.
Uh-huh.
Hush puppies. That's, you fry these balls. And that's cornbread, but it's light cornbread, and they're fried, and they're not heavy. If they're done well, if they're done right, they're not heavy. I'll eat one of those with fish, but it isn't heavy cornbread. It's fixed up with egg and batter, you know, when you drop it in the hot grease, and it puffs up and makes the balls.